Good morning, church. It's good to see you today. We don't take it for granted that we're here every single week. You never know when God's going to call you home. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have strength in our bodies, that we can stand here as we open up in prayer, and that we are shortly going to lift up our voices and praise to you. And so, Father, we just thank you now that your Holy Spirit will be here in power once again as we come to you in spirit and in truth. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
In him we live and move. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Amen.
Sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, or as the curse is found, or as the curse is found, or as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wondrous wonders of His love.
Hallelujah.
It's one of those songs you can either take it or leave it. You either hate it or you love it.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not so meek and lonely.
You think about that. The blood that flowed through Jesus' body was divine, but every other part of him was human. And the Bible says that, you know, he suffered everything, all the struggles that we sit there and think about and go through. There isn't anything that we haven't gone through that he didn't struggle with himself. But this song is so encouraging because it says, did ever saint find that his friend forsake him? Never. Or sinner find that he would not take him. Can you imagine a preacher standing and preaching the gospel message, and a person comes up and, you know, they pray and they're talking to God, and he says, no, I don't want you. That has never happened. There hasn't been a single person so despicable or so holy that he doesn't like one or the other. He takes us all. It says that there is no respect of persons with God. No, not one.
Satisfies the longing and it fills the hungry soul. Satisfies the longing and it fills the hungry soul. Satisfies the longing and it fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Shadow of death, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Send his word and healeth them. Send his word and healeth them. Send his word and healeth them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Not a labor of my hands can fulfill
All the verses are good, but verse 4 is especially powerful. Nothing in my hand I bring. There's nothing that we can bribe God with. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. What's our dress? His righteousness. And helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I'm so dirty. To the fountain I'm going. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Rock of Ages. That in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33.
Shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest.
Is a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Hallelujah. Thy word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged swords, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. Hallelujah. Neither is any creature that's not manifest in thy sight, but all things are open and naked in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There is nothing inside us that's not manifest, that God cannot see. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Let us judge ourselves so that we will not be judged. And say, Lord, search us and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts, that there will be no wicked way in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. And Lord, we thank you for your word, O Lord, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day that you've given us. Thank you for the work that you're going to do in each and every one of us today. A spiritual renewal within us. Something wonderful will happen in everybody and everyone in this body of believers. We thank you, Lord, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we bless you, we thank you, and we are determined today to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, to meditate in your word, hallelujah. To bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. And we want to thank you today for victory. We thank you for what you're going to do. Oh Lord, you move Sunday after Sunday. We pray that this Sunday will be even greater, a greater move of the Holy Spirit. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, that we can rely upon you. We can trust in you. We can wait upon you. Oh, hallelujah, and you shall bring it to pass. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us today honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruits of our increase, that our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats will flow with plenty of wine. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. Oh, giving us the victory. And we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, who love you, Lord. And he that died for all. Hallelujah. He died for all. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. He gave his life for us. Oh, he suffered for us, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. He died for all that they who live will not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Lord, we pray today, oh Lord, as the pastor will bring the message to us. Father, we pray for the anointing. We pray, oh Lord, for freedom to preach, for clarity of mind. And thank you, Lord, for touching him in such a mighty way, and let the word proceed out with power and touch each and every person today in this body of believers. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We touch everyone that gives a testimony today. And let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory in this body of believers. And we thank you, Lord, that we can answer the call today. Oh, Lord, whom shall we send and who shall go for us? And we say, Lord, here we, Lord, use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for supplying every need in this church body, supplying the needs for the church. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our Lord, our Jehovah Jireh, for being our provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Good morning. I felt like reading this morning. It's been a while since I looked at this, but considering all the things that are going on in the world, I think it's good to read. This is Matthew chapter 24 and starting verse 6 says, And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes, plural, in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. And then down to verse 42, it says, Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, or not in my lifetime. You heard that one before? Not in my lifetime. And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him in sunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, we're going to have testimonies. Anybody got a testimony? I want to say thanks for the rain. Yeah, we got. Remember, I said we needed a frog choker. Oh, yeah, so we got a frog choker last week. Can you imagine a frog choking in that rain? Okay. We need a few more frog chokers. Okay. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Okay, Lois.
Good morning. You've probably all heard this story or seen it on television or whatever a million times, but in case you haven't, it impressed me so much I just have to tell about it. And that is when the Haitian earthquake hit. They first came out, if you remember, if anybody heard it, it came out that it was a 10 point on the Richter scale. But I'm sure that there were many questions being asked of that at that strength of an earthquake suddenly hitting in that spot and so shallow as it was. So they switched it to 7. Anyway, there was a young man who was looking for his wife. She was under a building. She was buried under a building that he knew she was in. I guess she'd been shopping there. And he kept praying that she would be alive. And he wouldn't lose faith, but it went on 4 days and then nothing. And they had been without food and water, of course, buried under the ground and under all the buildings. And then he heard her voice, and he had contact with her for 2 days. Then on the 6th day, they were just, you know, ready to, they didn't know what they were going to do because nobody knew how to get them out. Nobody knew how to shift the debris in order to not hurt somebody else under there. And so they didn't have any heavy equipment. They didn't have any supplies that they needed. And so they prayed a lot, and they were just waiting, you know, for somebody to know how to do it and trying to get her out by simple means of their own hands. But all of a sudden, who shows up but the Los Angeles Fire Department? And they knew how. They really knew how because they've been well-trained for this, and they had the equipment and the knowledge, and these guys came in there, and they had not only her out, but everybody that was buried in there, were quite a few people. And when she came out, the interesting thing was that she didn't immediately say hello to her husband and start crying for him. When she came out, she was singing a gospel song to God, and she was thanking him. And her husband was kneeling, thanking God, praying to him. And then a whole bunch of people came out in the street and just threw themselves down on their knees and started praying to God. And it was just a beautiful sight. And I don't know how many of you saw it, but NBC couldn't dilute it. They couldn't cut it because it was live coming straight out of Haiti with Brian Williams and his crew. So it was just being broadcast directly into the station. I think that was on Monday, the holiday. So praise God. All of our prayers are needed and welcomed.
Okay, any more testimonies? Okay, Pastor John.
I'd like for you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Are we ready for a baby dedication? Okay, everybody participating is here. What's that? Okay. All right. So in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, we read this. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said to them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took them up in his arms, put his hand upon them, and he blessed them. But today we're going to dedicate Abigail Yekaterina Terrell to the Lord. So is she ready? She is ready. Here she comes. So let's have the family come up too. So everybody in the family. So Irina, Marina, Ina, Monica. Wow, this is the first time I see you since the hospital. Hello there. Okay. All right. She's the prettiest, isn't she? Okay. So Abigail Yekaterina Terrell. Would you stand? And Thomas, matter of fact, put some oil on it, a little bit of oil. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we can dedicate the Lord Jesus Christ, Abigail Yekaterina Terrell. And Father God, we do thank you right now for moving upon the Lord. We thank you for health. We thank you, Father God, for it, that she was born healthy and that she will be growing. You will protect her, Father God, and she will grow up to be a woman of God. And we thank you, we praise you for that right now. And we thank you, Jesus, that, Lord, she will also be a good singer, that she'll be able to sing. And we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay. You may be seated. We're going to be doing some praying here today. And before we pray, I would like to share with you from the book of Revelation. It's the book of Revelation. And chapter 9. It's the book of Revelation, the 9th chapter. As we have been seeing the devastation in Haiti, I want you to understand that if you take Sacramento from Elk Grove up to Roseville, the entire Sacramento area, and you take away all electricity, no water, no sewage, no food, nothing. House after house destroyed. Streets clogged. Hard time to move. Every hospital destroyed, there may be except one. And then place about 3 million people in there. And then temperature between 90 and 100 degrees a day in the daytime. That's the devastation in Haiti. I don't think that the world has seen such an earthquake devastation for probably many hundreds of years of this magnitude. It is an absolute catastrophe. And I want to read to you here from Revelation chapter 9. in verse number 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of man. Now the Bible is telling us here that one third of the world population will be killed at this time. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000 and 1,000. That's 200 million. And I heard a number of them. And this I saw the horse in the vision, them that sat on the having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was a third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth, in their tails, for the tails were like unto serpents, and the heads, and with them they do hurt. In Haiti, they now have counted officially 150,000 people dead. Most likely that death toll is going to rise. And then, as we saw this week, there was very little dignity. They did not have a chance to pick up each victim. But they had front loaders scooping them up, dump trucks, and just dumping them in and putting them in mass graves. And as we saw that, I don't think that it registered in our hearts really what took place and what is taking place right now. I don't think that we can understand the destruction. But what I wanted to bring out here is this. In verse number 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. We find here that the Bible says that when we have this great destruction in the future, when one third of the world population, we're talking about 3 billion people being killed in just a short time. And when we see this worldwide, the world has seen this. Instead of people of the world seeking God, repenting, they are simply living like normal, never giving up one heartbeat of their sins. Every network had a telethon. And I thought about this. They brought in all the so-called stars, ungodly men and women, to raise money so that they could have some food and some shelter, whatever they're going to give to these people in Haiti. But I didn't see anyone simply so we could have a telethon. And by we raising money, let's pray. Let's sing praises to God. Let's ask God for forgiveness. Let's turn from our wicked ways. It is not in the program. And I thought about this verse. Very powerful. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which indeed can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repent that they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornications, nor of their thefts. So we need to pray that God will pour out a spirit of repentance upon the world. We're going to have the following prayer reports and praise reports. We have a praise report here that Joe DiCarlo's mother, Dixie, is doing much better, has been released from the hospital to fighting pneumonia. So she's home. So that's a praise report. Please pray for Joe's cousin, Debbie. Joe just found out that she's battling second stage ovarian cancer. So we're going to pray for her. Let's praise God mightily as he pushed down oil prices to $74.54 per barrel last week. For a while, the speculators had manipulated prices to over $80 per barrel. But God is greater than all the speculators in the world. Let's keep praising God if we push down the prices further. Last week, Karen Leach prayed that we will get rain, but that it will not cause a flood for us. God heard both prayers. We got the rain. It was spaced out in such a way that there was no flooding in our area in California. Then I thank God the rains will continue until we have enough water for this summer and the drought be broken in California. Let's continue to pray for Eric and Patty Sims. Both are worn out in a battle for her health. It would be good if a number of people would take a day of fasting for them this coming week. So I'm going to ask you today that are here and you that are watching us, if you'd be willing to take a day this coming week and say, we're going to be praying and fasting for Patty Sims, that she will have a breakthrough. You don't have to tell me. You tell God. He's the one that would hear. We want to praise that the power of Satan will be broken in their lives once and for all. It is very difficult to pray and seek the Lord when in pain. Patty's illness is causing stress on both of them, and Eric's cholesterol level has gone up due to stress. So we want to pray for these two. And you remember that we prayed a long time for Gina in Germany. Remember that? And finally, she had a breakthrough. I think we prayed for about probably a year before that breakthrough. And right now, our sister, Patty, in New York, state of New York, she needs our prayer. Let's move to Sweden now. A great prayer need has come from Sweden. Toby Johansson, our chief translator in Sweden, has been battling diabetes for many years, and now he's being attacked in his legs and back. He can only sit for 15 minutes at the computer, and then he has to get up and move around. If he sits longer, he becomes stiff and unable to get up from the chair. He's suffering greatly. And we need to pray diligently for this brother in Christ. And if you are fasting this week, add Toby to your prayer list. Toby came to our ministry in 1972. That's many years ago. He's married with grown children. He's been faithful to God and his wife all these years. And 80% of the Swedish website is written by him. He's the one that has been doing all the translation on that page, except a few articles. So we ought to lift him up in prayer. And those of you that had back problems, you know how it feels. When your legs are buckling, your back is hurting, and you can't stand up, you can't sit down. We're going to pray for a sister to Mary and Tyler Todd. And her name is Michael Todd. I don't really pronounce her right, but she has the same name as Saul's daughter, Michael, that married David. And she's playing with headaches. They keep coming, and she's not able to shake them. 16 years old. So we want to pray for her. Pray for Mark and Michelle Stanley. These are the people not going to come here and help us out with our video editing. They're going to move across the country. Pray for guidance in financial decisions. It's not the best time to travel from Washington, D.C. to California. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to leave according to what I heard, they're going to leave Tuesday this coming week. So let's pray for Mark, Michelle, and their children, that they will be able to arrive here safely, and that we shall be able to welcome them in our church in another week or so. Now I got something that is, people say, you know, they don't like to hear this. I don't like to share this, but this is something that has to be shared. We need to pray for our finances. We have received 50% of what we need to meet our budget. There's only 1 week left in the month. The regular budget consists of rent, salaries, lease of copier, utilities, internet access and web streaming cost, plus some smaller items. Any extra giving would greatly help. Now, we had a good month in December, and we've had people have passed away this month that used to support us. And I don't know what to do. I have prayed to God. I have faith that God would meet it. But I feel this, that I like to share the burden. I don't like to go alone into the prayer closet and say, God, please send us our money. I'd like the whole congregation to help out and to pray and to seek the Lord. So we got 1 week, and we need a great miracle. And that's all I'm going to share with you here today. And we have some great people overseas, in other places. But this month, the giving in the mail has been down, and the giving in the church has been down. So those of you who would like to come and help us to pray right now, please come forward.
Okay. Also, before I pray too, I want to mention I've had the same problem within the last 3 weeks, lower back and legs. And, you know, I'm looking for what is the reason. And, you know, I believe part of it is I started bringing that van down from Yuba City. And so there's been an attack upon me. And, you know, I think it's kind of spread through our whole ministry. Like this brother in Sweden, same kind of problem as I have, you know. So never in my life have had any kind of situations like that. So it's the enemy, I'm sure, attacking us. So we need to attack back. That's what the prayer today is, our offensive. So, okay, Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings. And we thank you, Father God, that you're working in the hearts of men, and that you are a God that's not in the distance, one that we have to beat ourselves up to show worthiness like the pagan religions. But you are a God that simply says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find. And we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that you intercede in the life of men on the earth. So we thank you for that. And Father God, you know, we've been praying for someone to help with the webcasting and to help out Charles in what he's doing. And we have this man and his family, Mark Stanley, that's going to move across the country from Washington, D.C. Now, that's nothing for you, Lord. You can move people around the world. So we thank you, Father God, for being with them as they load up and as they hit the highway. And Father God, we thank you that every single, even the smallest resistance will be crushed by your holy angels. Every demon that is set out to do any destruction, whether it's in attitudes, whether it's in fear, whether it's in road hazards, you name it, that every single thing that the enemy is planning has already been destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you, Father God, that these people, as they travel across the country, will have a great time. It would be one blessing after another. And that they can land here and go to work in your kingdom, Lord. And also we thank you that on this end of the United States, that you have already set in motion the job for that they need, and the housing that they need. Everything is already in preparation. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that by faith we can declare that. It's not what we're wishing for. It's what we believe is already happening according to your word. And we thank you, Father, for also the work that you're doing in the different nationalities that are here in America. We have one common denominator, that we're all created in your image, and that we're all heading for the same, we're all on the same tour. We only have two different exit places. So we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of men. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, I come to you this morning praising you, God, thanking you for your salvation, thanking you for saving our souls from hell in an eternal lake of fire. God, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for this prayer, and that you will hear it and that you would move upon it, Lord. And God, I just praise and thank you for squashing the health care plan in America. Squashing it and removing it from us forever. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your reign. Thank you, God, for your reign that you have brought down upon California, and that you have spread throughout all of California. Lord God, I thank you from my heart, and what you're doing and how you're moving with your word, and how prayers are being lifted up and answered. I thank you, God. I thank you. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray and thank you for what you are doing in our Congress, in America, and how things are shifting, and people are shifting and taking a stand for what is right in America, Lord God. And that freedom will ring once again in America. Let freedom ring. Like Patrick Henry said, Lord God, it is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. This is the Boston Tea Party. We have a tea party rising up here in America today. Lord God. Let them stand one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and for justice for all. And Lord Heavenly Father, I just praise you and thank you for your freedom in America. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. I pray, Lord God, how you're moving on the oil prices in America and throughout the world and through the stock markets, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you're oppressing the demons and the demonic forces that are leading this way, Lord God, in the oil and what is happening, Lord, and that you're going to make a change and it's going to be for the better, Lord. I don't know what you have, but you know, God, it's been predestinated from the beginning of time, Lord. And I just thank you, God, on how you're moving. And these oil prices in America and throughout the world that are going to continually to drop. And I praise you, Father. I praise you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just bring before you Mikhail Todd. And she's got these headaches. And Father, we pray, if she was right here, we would lay hands on her and anoint her with oil. Because you have said in your word that if anyone is sick, let him come to the elders and get prayer. And but we are praying a distance. We pray, Father, that you would heal and touch Mikhail Tide and heal her of those recurrent headaches. And Father, we also pray that you would get to the root cause of these headaches. We know that headaches don't come without a cause. There's a reason for them. It might be stress and worry, and it might be some other things, because there are many things that could cause these headaches. And Father, we pray that you would cause her to seek you and find out the cause, and that you would also be able to heal her soul so that the cause and the headaches themselves are all healed. In Jesus' name.
Abba, Father, I just thank you and I praise you this morning. I thank you for our salvation that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you that you are in control and you know everything that is happening, and that you are directing our steps, and that you are protecting us. And I just want to thank you right now for healing Joe DiCarlo's mother, Dixie. Amen. And I just ask also that you would completely restore her health, both physically and spiritually. And I don't know the condition of her soul, but I just ask for a healing from of every single aspect that she is in need of. And Father, as I listen to the prayer needs here today, all of the illnesses that were presented here to you, they all have spiritual roots. And so, including for Debbie, Joe's cousin, I ask that you would reveal to each one of the people who are in need what the spiritual root of their condition is, and that they would be able to pray off those, the source of those roots, that they would be able to confront them and to remove those things from their lives, and in the process that they would be able to fill up the empty spots that are created with the word and with more of you, and that they would learn to walk out in victory. And your word says that by Jesus' stripes we were healed, and so you've already healed us. And so help us to appropriate that healing to our bodies right now in Jesus' name, and to just trust you and to stand on your word. And I just give you the praise and glory, and I thank you that we're going to be hearing, that these people have been healed in very short time.
I want to ask right now everybody to stretch your hands towards the altar about the finances of this church. Let us all agree together that God is going to do a miracle in the finances of this church. And Heavenly Father, right now we stand upon your word. You also told us, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And we believe, O Lord, that you turn things around and the finances will flow more than ever before. O Lord, we stand upon your word that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We shall not want in any area of the finances. The church itself, but also every individual here, that you bless the finances because you are a shepherd. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And Lord, we seek you diligently this morning about the finances of the church. And you said also, you are sun and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. And no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And Lord, we thank you that we can stand upon your word. The word that's true. It's a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for blessing the finances. We thank you also for showing us our heart and line it up with the word of God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We always want, O Lord, to be in thy will. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law shall we meditate day and night. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And we want to thank you beforehand for what you are going to do financially, spiritually, and physically in every area of our lives. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for choosing me to pray for Patty Sims. And Patty, I wrote you an email, but I don't have your email address. So I'll be sending you an email on this. And I had colon cancer, and God gave me a scripture, and I prayed that thing and read it out of the Bible day and night till I had the operation and I had total complete victory. And that scripture, I believe, is in 2 Chronicles 12:9.
Second Corinthians.
And it says in his word, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. And therefore, thank you. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And Patty, I spoke that over and over. I still speak it over and over because of the gas and the wobbling and not being able to have good balance yet. Whatever it is, it's going to go. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for giving me that scripture. And I pray that Patty and her husband will read this scripture out loud over and over. Anytime a negative thing comes into their mind, anytime they feel any infirmity hitting them, speak that scripture out to Satan and he is going to flee and you're going to have that thyroid back again. God is going to replace everything that's been missing. But you got to believe he's going to do it with all your heart. And you've got to speak out the word, because the word is what gets the devil out of the way. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for both of them to live their lives again in freedom and not have all this coming against them constantly. So just relax and trust Jesus and speak that scripture in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Father, to me sometimes it is a mystery as to why you choose to work through us human beings who are so fallible, fickle at times, and we can change, but you don't. But Father, we know that
two things to success. You want us to read your word, and you want us to communicate with you in prayer.
Amen.
And we can't have one without the other. So, Father, this is the time that we stand here in front of you. You've heard our prayers here this morning. And, Father, we also lift up Toby in Sweden, that you know of his physical condition when it comes to just being in pain, and I would suspect it's a torment even. It's so fierce. Father, I can't really even imagine what it's like to be like that. But Father, I do earnestly petition you on his behalf that you would just touch his body, that you know the good work that he does for you, for this ministry, and that he's not sitting there just wasting his time idly doing things that are either a waste of time or a sin, but he's trying to do your work here on this earth, and he's been inhibited from doing that. So, Father, we just ask for a creative miracle, that you would just touch his back, his legs, whatever it is, his nerves, that you would just heal him right now in the name of Jesus. And again, Father, you've heard us say this, that if there be a block, reveal it to him. Show him what it is that is causing his body to behave in such a manner. But if it just be demonic powers coming against him, Father God, we rebuke those in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we don't want to sit here and pray an anemic prayer here this morning. We want to pray in the power of your Holy Ghost as you come here and speak to us, and then you move and you cut your angels loose to do your work here on this earth. And so, Father, we know that there is satanic resistance against us on all fronts. But, Father, we just ask, like I said, as we stand here as just fallible, knowing that we're weak in that you've designed us that way, that we lean back upon you, and that's where our true source of strength comes from.
Amen.
And so, Father, we just thank you now for this prayer of faith that has gone up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you, first of all, for hearing our prayers, for hearing our heart cry for water for this state, Lord God. Father, we have been in a drought for some years, and it's gotten down really low, and the reservoirs have great capacity for more, even more rain than we got last week. We thank you for that. We thank you for the way that you delivered it so that it didn't flood and cause a terrible disaster. When the Southern California hills started to melt and become mudslides, that is a typical happening because of the fires that were there before, and those things have been happening for a long time. So it wasn't caused just because we got a little rain, but because any rain would have caused it. Father, we thank you, though, that you're in charge and that you know exactly what's going on and what areas are getting what. And sometimes it's your warnings, Lord God, that your judgment is about to come and we'd better pay attention. Father, we thank you that more rain is needed and more rain will come. We thank you, Lord God, that the reservoirs will be filled. Every time I talk to somebody about the rain this week, and many people are commenting on it every day, Lord, and when I talk to them, I said, well, that's an answer to prayer. And then they want to know more. Oh, my church is praying. And they want to know more. I said, well, how long is it going to last? Like, I know because I said, yeah, I do know. It's going to last till the reservoirs are full. That was the prayer. And so that's what we're counting on. That's what we're believing you for, Lord. And we thank you for it. And we bless your name. And we rejoice that we have a God who hears his children and who answers prayer and is there for them if we are there for you. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I want to lift up my brother Peter to you today. And Lord, he's been going down several times, Father God, and as his immune system has been very weak. We pray here today as a church, Father God, that you would touch his body And that, Lord, not only touch his body, but also touch his soul. And that, Father God, you will heal him on the inside of his soul. So that, Father God, his body will line up and be healed on the outside. And we thank you, Father God, that you will raise him up quickly. And that this will be behind him. He will not have to be sick anymore. And I want to thank you right now, Father God, for answering all the prayers spoken here today. And as we ask in Jesus' name, and those are a great said, amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.